move on from the halachas of tzitzis to halachas of tefillin. So just as an introduction to the mitzvah of tefillin, we see some various statements by Chazal how significant the mitzvah of tefillin is. The Gemara says in Menachos, the Rish Lakish says a person who wears tefillin is zeichut harichas yamin. A person who wears tefillin is one of the sources of a person's food, and will be zeichut to live long. There's a Chazal which we don't have it quoted. The Rosh quotes from the Shimusha Rab, but he quotes a Chazal. Chazal said like this, that Rava says a person who wears tefillin, mutak lo shehu ben olam haba. A person who wears tefillin is guaranteed he'll be another ben olam haba. Abaye says I guarantee it. The fire of Gehenna will not have an effect upon a person who wears tefillin. And the Republic continues to say, of anybody, I guarantee that Hashem will be merciful to the various. The person who wears tefillin with the property, according to the halacha, will be zeichah to have this shmira. The Rosh himself quotes the Chazal, the Rosh himself quotes the Chazal. Son of Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Le'yamadin, when it comes to the person's final day of judgment, if you're careful in the midst of tefillin, so the side of merit will overpower. And there being a story with the famous Mekubal, progressive Gitula, that he was ill, and in his illness he saw in Shemayim that they were taking the two sides and they were deciding what should happen with him. And it was Shalom Rishava. You try to picture that it was Shalom Rishava by progressive Gitula. Then they brought in his mitzvah of tefillin, they put it on the side of, and that overpowered, and at that point in time, he revived from his illness. So you see that the chashivas of the mitzvah of tefillin is very significant. So I just want to at least say one quick halacha, beyond the hakdama. When a person puts on tefillin, imagine that there's three mitzvahs in the Torah where the Torah says the din of leman, in order that. One is tzitzis, leman tistru. You put on tefillin in order that you should have the message of Hashem in your mouth. What message? So the message, the paragraph which we say before putting on tefillin, the Shem Yichud, is not the regular Shem Yichud you have normally. The other mitzvahs, it was made up. This is a pi halacha. This is the Shulchan Aruch says a person has to have certain kavanas in mind when he puts on the tefillin. He has to have in mind that the tefillin remind us of the oneness of Hashem, the yichud and the achdus of Hashem. Tefillin remind us of the nisim that Hashem did for us when he took us out of Mitzrayim. Tefillin is to remind us that we should subordinate our rotsin to Hashem's rotsin, both in our taivas and in our machshavot. And that's the nusach of the Shem Yichud, which we say before, but on tefillin, that's not the regular Shem Yichud. It is actually a halacha that you must do. It is not, or simply the Shem Yichud part, but hinei mechaveh. For he didn't have an armor. That part is actually halacha brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, brought down in the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch. This is what it means. The man tias tashen of a ficha. According to the Bach, you would not be yosef if you did not have that kavana. A person should always have kavana whenever he does a mitzvah. They have kavana of the same mitzvah. So a person has two kavanas, the same mitzvah, and these thoughts that tefillin are giving us the thoughts of the oneness of Hashem. He did nisim and niflos for us. He took it out of Mitzrayim, and we therefore subordinate our mind and our tithes to Hashem. Should have a good morning and good Shabbos. There will be a shmooze at 10 of, and there will be assembly at 10:30 in the small basement.